The veterans organization, the American Legion, says its mission is to mentor youth, strengthen communities, and advocate patriotism and honor. Now, a former commander at an American Legion post in Seattle is accusing the organization of discrimination. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
When Navy veteran Lindsay Church was elected commander of American Legion Post 40 in Ballard, she looked around the room and saw the future. Church says it didn't look promising.
Basically, what I was seeing was the post was dying.
Both the members and the membership. Church, who was also active as a student veteran at the University of Washington, wanted to change that.
And so for that first year, I spent all of my time dedicated to trying to build this post.
She reorganized the place. She brought in younger members. And it worked. The post even won a service award. But Church says at times, the culture of Post 40 was hard to endure.
My very first night as commander of the American Legion, I had a gentleman come up to me and say, and I quote, "It's okay that you're gay, but you don't need to talk about your wife."
Church, who identifies as lesbian and gender nonconforming, pushed on. She says she believed in the mission, but it wasn't just her problem.
I would bring new women into the post, and the women, the very first thing that they would be asked is, "Are you here for your boyfriend or husband?" And then they would be sexually harassed, asked out on dates, fighting with older gentlemen, calling younger women poopsie.
She was taken aback when an older member took minutes during a meeting about recruiting more veterans of color.
And I got my notes back, and my notes said coloreds as potential members. And it was like, I don't even have words.
Then Church says one of the members used a racist term for Asians. Church resigned as commander in September. In her resignation letter, she says the American Legion intentionally discriminates against women, people of color, and the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
That's Bob Patrick, the current commander at Post 40.
There was never any discrimination at the post level. We didn't discriminate against anybody, and we didn't discriminate for them. And I get the impression that she wants a special set of rights, and that's not the way we play.
Well, I disagree, Bob.
That's Post 40 Vice Commander Jim Robinson jumping in. He says he recruited Lindsay to the post so she could carry it forward.
Veterans are one thing. They're smart alecks, and there's a lot of smart alecky language. And there's razzing between the services and that sort of thing. There's a chance that she may have misinterpreted something said in jest.
Gary Roach doesn't think so. He's the department commander for the American Legion in Washington.
I'm in as a volunteer position for a year, and I've gotten the opportunity to meet a lot of great people. I also see the ugly side of what can happen in a post, and it's too bad. They lost. That post has lost out on a great opportunity that they had.
Roach says a lot of these guys are part of an older generation, and their worldview is different. So I asked Roach if this meant they should get a pass.
No, this is not good. We're going to get to the bottom of this, because this is not right.
After 100 years, the American Legion recently elected its first national female commander. In a statement, Denise Rohan says discrimination is antithetical to what the organization stands for. But Church isn't waiting for change. After her resignation was shared on social media, she started hearing from other vets who felt out of place in traditional spaces.
And we've talked about it, and what if we started our own thing? You know, like not to try to get rid of the other organizations, because they have their purpose somewhere. What if we started something of our own?
And with that, Minority Veterans of America was born. Anyone can join. Since August, the nonprofit has gained 200 members and has a leadership team around the country. Their goal is to have 1,000 members by the end of the year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.